Milwaukee had the third largest growth in millennial home ownership in the nation, according to a new study. It's Tuesday, April 11th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, we've got more details on the shooting deaths of two police officers over the weekend. And Joe Schultz reports on a bill that would allow logging trucks to drive on interstate highways. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
A new study found the Milwaukee area had the third largest growth in millennial homeownership from 2017 to 2022. Evan Casey has more on why that age group is buying homes in the region.
There was a 157% increase in the millennial home ownership rate in the Milwaukee area in the last 5 years, according to the Rent Cafe study. 53% of millennials now own a home in Milwaukee compared to renting. Ben Barker is 30 years old and bought a home in West Dallas with his wife in 2021. He says his mortgage is comparable to what he was paying for rent.
Even though it was such a big one-time purchase and such a journey to find the home and secure it, like it's already paying off.
A report from the Milwaukee Millennial Task Force found 27 to 42 year olds may move to Milwaukee because of its reasonable size and relatively low cost of living. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Law enforcement leaders in Barron County thanked the public for their support following the shooting deaths of two police officers on Saturday. The officers were identified as Emily Breidenbach of the Chautauqua Police Department and Hunter Scheel of the Cameron Police Department. They were killed Saturday in an exchange of gunfire with a suspect during a traffic stop in Cameron. The suspect, a 50-year-old New Auburn man, also died. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said the two officers and local sheriff's deputies worked together closely. He said it was not unusual that they were backing each other up during a traffic stop.
They're very small communities, very small departments. We work together as a team, as one.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice is investigating the incident. They're expected to issue a report sometime next month. A federal bill introduced by a Wisconsin congressman would allow logging trucks to drive on interstate highways. As Joe Schultz reports, the bill still needs to be approved by both chambers of Congress.
Currently, logging trucks can't use interstate highways due to federal weight limits. That forces them to use local roads that pass through school zones or busy intersections. Earlier this month, Green Bay Congressman Mike Gallagher introduced a bill that could change that by allowing logging trucks to use interstates if they meet state weight limits. He had similar proposals in 2019 and 2021 that didn't pass. Gallagher hopes this time will be different, as Republicans now control the House of Representatives.
We now have control of the House in 2023, so I'm hoping we'll be able to at least get it through the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee and then off the House floor.
He says the bill would improve safety and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Department of Natural Resources is warning that warm, dry weather is causing a high danger of wildfires in much of Wisconsin. Warm temperatures and high winds are expected through much of the week across the southern half of the state, and wildfires can spread quickly in those conditions. The agency has been called to 34 small wildfires in the last week. The DNR is warning residents to avoid outdoor burning, like campfires or burn piles, until conditions improve. They've also temporarily suspended annual burn permits in 19 counties. Much of the northern third of the state, though, still has snow cover, and fire danger there remains low. Wisconsin businesses say they're hesitant to lay people off, despite a likely mild recession. That's according to a panel of experts featured Monday by Wisconsin Eye on the state of the economy. The State Department of Workforce Development reports the manufacturing sector gained 500 jobs in February from January. Buckley Brinkman is the CEO of the Wisconsin Center for Manufacturing and Productivity. He says many employers are looking to retain their employees.
So even if we have a downturn, and we've come off of a record high now in terms of manufacturing activity, manufacturers are really slow to allow people to go back into the workforce because they know there's nobody else there that they can hire to replace them.
Brinkman says it's been harder for larger manufacturers to attract employees, even though they have the expertise and financial means to invest in technology. And finally, a new bill proposed in the Wisconsin legislature would require the state to reassess a person's eligibility to receive Badger Care every 6 months. Anya Van Wagtendonk has more.
Under the GOP proposal, the state would reconfirm a Badger Care recipient's eligibility twice each year. If a person is found ineligible and removed, he or she would have to wait another 6 months to reapply. A COVID-19 emergency order has prevented Americans who receive Medicaid from being removed from the program. The authors of the Wisconsin bill say this has led to wasted spending on people who do not need public health care. Democrats say the bill would unenroll people who need the program. Governor Tony Evers is not expected to support this bill. He has repeatedly called for Badger Care expansion. About a quarter of Wisconsinites currently receive Badger Care benefits. That includes 3 in 10 children in the state. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a rating and review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.